In lesson 29, we're going to have a look at false friends. So these are words in French which sound the same as an English word, but actually translate to something slightly different. So it's a bit more of a gentle lesson. We've had a few complicated lessons recently. So just to ease up, let's have a look at a few simple bits of vocab. So to start, we'll remind ourselves, how do you say I would like in French?
Je voudrais.
And then there's a French word,
commander,
which is spelt C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R. And it doesn't mean to command, it means to order. So how would you say, I would like to order a sandwich?
Je voudrais commander un sandwich.
Now, how do you say he is?
Il est.
And then there's a word,
formidable,
spelt the same as formidable, but it actually means terrific. So that was
formidable.
And so the full sentence, he is terrific, would be
il est formidable.
And what about my sandwich is terrific?
Mon sandwich est formidable.
Now the French word for waitress is
serveuse.
And then there's a French word
gentille,
which is spelt G-E-N-T-I-L. And you add an L and an E on the end when you're talking about a feminine noun. It doesn't mean gentle, it means kind or nice. So that was
gentille.
So the waitress is kind would be
la serveuse est gentille.
And how do you say the French man?
L'homme français.
And there's a French word
sensible,
which is spelt the same as sensible, but it means sensitive. So that was
sensible.
And so the French man is sensitive would be
l'homme français est sensible.
And finally, the word for bookshop in French is
librairie.
And that means bookshop, not library. So that was
librairie.
So how do you say the bookshop is terrific?
La librairie est formidable.
And what about the rugby is going to be terrific?
Le rugby va être formidable.
The hockey will be terrific.
Le hockey sera formidable.
The tennis was terrific.
Le tennis a été formidable.
And how about I would like to order a sandwich?
Je voudrais commander un sandwich.
I am going to order a sandwich.
Je vais commander un sandwich.
I will order a coffee.
Je commanderai un café.
I ordered a tea.
J'ai commandé un thé.
The woman is kind.
La femme est gentille.
The girl is kind.
La fille est gentille.
The boy is not kind.
Le garçon n'est pas gentil.
The man is not kind.
L'homme n'est pas gentil.
The father is not sensitive.
Le père n'est pas sensible.
The mother is sensitive.
La mère est sensible.
The grandfather is not sensitive.
Le grand-père n'est pas sensible.
And the grandmother is sensitive.
La grand-mère est sensible.
Okay, and let's remind ourselves of what we've learned in previous lessons. So, the verb acheter, to buy. How do you say I buy some red wine?
J'achète du vin rouge.
And what about he buys some white wine?
Il achète du vin blanc.
We are buying a blue boat.
Nous achetons un bateau bleu.
You are watching a yellow bus.
Vous regardez un bus jaune.
He is watching a brown bike.
Il regarde un vélo brun.
The boys are big.
Les garçons sont grands.
The girls are small.
Les filles sont petites.
The women are pretty.
Les femmes sont jolies.
And the men are fat.
Les hommes sont gros.
Now in the past tense, I have spoken French.
J'ai parlé français.
He has spoken English.
Il a parlé anglais.
She spoke German.
Elle a parlé allemand.
We spoke Russian.
Nous avons parlé russe.
You spoke Italian.
Vous avez parlé italien.
They spoke French.
Ils ont parlé français.
And how about I finished the coffee?
J'ai fini le café.
He finished the water.
Il a fini l'eau.
She sold the strawberries.
Elle a vendu les fraises.
You sold the strawberries.
Vous avez vendu les fraises.
They sold the lemons.
Ils ont vendu les citrons.
And I went to the station.
Je suis allée à la gare.
She went to the cathedral.
Elle est allée à la cathédrale.
We went to the town.
Nous sommes allés à la ville.
He went to the square.
Il est allé à la place.
Now back to the pronouns. So do you remember how to say she gives it to me?
Elle me le donne.
So remember the order, me, le. Me always comes first. She gives it to me. Elle me le donne. And And what about she gave it to him?
Elle le lui a donné.
So that's past tense, and le lui, the two pronouns, go before the avoir verb. Elle le lui a donné. But in the future tense, you are going to give them to us.
Vous allez nous les donner.
So in that case, the pronouns go after aller, but before the full verb. Allez nous les donner. And what about you will give them to us next week?
Vous nous les donnerez la semaine prochaine.
How about I'm saying it?
Je le dis.
Very simple, je le dis. So now I'm saying it to him, you need to add one word.
Je le lui dis.
And to make it past tense, I said it to him.
Je le lui ai dit.
And how about future tense? She is going to tell it to me.
Elle va me le dire.
She will tell it to me.
Elle me le dira.
And she will tell it to me tomorrow.
Elle me le dira demain.